Christmas.
Maybe you're just dreaming of a calm Christmas. The festive season is meant to be a time of celebration and goodwill to all. But does the prospect of extra social events, extra family gatherings and gift buying fill you with dread? After what I think we all can agree has been a pretty tough couple of years, many of us feel like we're limping to the end of the year. And on top of the collective burnout, the emergence of Omicron brings yet another uncertainty to the party. So how can we enjoy some festive fun without overburdening ourselves? Dr. Hannah Carell is a neuropsychologist and the author of How to Break Up with Friends, and she joins me now. Welcome.
Hi, Patricia. Thanks for having me.
Just how much extra workload and stress does Christmas put on all of us?
Pretty significant. I think if you've lived through Christmas before and you're over the age of 18, then you know it's a put your head between.
I think we've got
knees
some.
And
can I hear you? Head contact. Between your knees. All right, you're back.
About there. Just pray. Yeah.
I reckon we're going to call you back because it's very difficult to hear you keep dropping out. We are, of course, tonight talking about the kind of, I suppose every year as Christmas, whether you celebrate it or not, I know some people don't, absolutely, but for the people in Australia who do, as we near that 25th of December, you know, you're gearing up to finish work, you've got lots of Christmas parties, you've got to organise gifts for lots of kids, but now there's the extra sort of burden of the fact that you're worrying perhaps about borders and COVID. I think I've got your back, Dr. Carell. So what sort of things are causing people to feel anxious?
Look, I think it's the load of preparing for children's presents, for inviting family over, for having those dinner parties, for all of the involvement of Christmas Day and the lead up to Christmas, decorating the house, cleaning the house, cleaning the kids, cleaning the dog, all of the things that you need to do when you've got, you know, family and loved one coming over. And I think this year has got that added layer of complexity because, of course, we have just had this huge COVID issue. You might also have some family members who have differences of opinion when it comes to vaccinations and different people of different vaccination statuses gathering in the one place, which makes things a little bit more fraught with potential danger. So if you're feeling a little bit apprehensive about Christmas, you wouldn't be alone.
No, we can put a lot of pressure on ourselves trying to find the perfect gift, throw the perfect party.
Mm.
Should we be trying to worry less about achieving the perfect Christmas?
Yeah, look, I think one of the issues I often sort of encounter, and every year I get requests to write articles about Christmas stress, is this pressure that people feel to have the perfect Christmas and supply some kind of perfect event. And it's a little bit like the New Year's expectation. The more you kind of plan the perfect day, the more your expectations are heightened and the more exhausted you feel, the more likely you are to feel disappointed if things don't live up to those expectations. And the one thing we know in psychology is that we cannot control the behaviour of other people. So as much as you might have your best laid plans, have the best day, it isn't your job to make sure that everyone has the best time and is on their best behaviour. Your only job for Christmas is to, you know, make sure that you are taking care of yourself, making sure you're taking care of your mental health and your family members' mental health. So the best thing that a person could do is make sure that they're happy, they're feeling well, and they're in a good mental health place to enjoy the day. And that might mean maybe reducing those expectations of having the perfect Christmas day. So maybe it means, you know, we're not going to cook the big, you know, 5-course Christmas meal and the turducken, which is the chicken and the turkey and the duck and the, you know, covered in bacon, and we're just going to go to KFC or we're going to get some catering. And it's fun and it's silly, and we're just readjusting our expectations because this has been a weird year and it's okay. It's okay not to have a million presents, and everyone might not get a present this year and we'll do Secret Santa instead. Or instead of having physical presents, we're going to do experience presents, and I'm going to promise the present for January 2022 or July 2022. We're all going to go on this trip together, or we're going to go to the zoo next year, or we're going to bring our favourite board games. We're going to play games together instead of focusing on getting, you know, the perfect toy when we know that the shelves are dwindling with our supplies. So taking the pressure off yourself to kind of deliver the perfect experience is I suppose, paramount. And then I think a lot of perhaps mums and women out there need to also hear, you know, it's okay for you to delegate tasks and not feel like you need to be responsible for every single person in the home, as well as the immediate family members of perhaps, you know, other people like your husband, mum-in-law and dad-in-law and all of those other family members, and actually say, hey, you know what, could you take care of getting presents for X, Y, and Z, or could you take care of doing the lunch? You know, can you take care of doing the decorations? So just making sure that you're spreading the load, because I think that's something that a lot of women experience. I think there's a recent study that said 80% of women didn't actually look forward to Christmas because the workload was so high and so stressful for them, they couldn't enjoy the day. So I guess, you know, what's it about if you're not enjoying the experience with your family? Are you creating memories that you're going to look back on fondly, or are you creating memories where you're the one sitting behind the camera but never actually in the photo enjoying the moment?
Yes. How can people negotiate the extra tricky conversations we now have to deal with, like, for instance, vaccination status, without creating even more tension?
Yeah, look, I mean, I always like to use the word integrity. I think it's important to navigate these conversations with integrity. But I think the best thing to do is prepare the family or the relatives for the boundaries ahead of time, which might be, you know, sending out an email beforehand to say, you know, come to Christmas, we're going to have a great time. It's COVID-free zone, as in we're not using the word COVID, we're not using the word vaccination. Make it fun. You know, you can do those little games where we all get 10 pegs, and if you say the word COVID or vaccination, you have to give a peg to the person who heard you, and the person with the most pegs wins the prize. You know, we turn it into a bit of a fun game where we don't have to have this awful, you know, experience of people, Uncle Larry, who's five cocktails down, screaming at Uncle Barry about the nuances of Pfizer versus something else. So, you know, turning it into a bit of a fun day. And then I guess if somebody does bring up something that, you know, you've set a boundary and said, we're not going to talk about that today, you know, people have a few drinks and they're going to bring things up, being respectful and saying, hey, you know what, we mentioned we weren't going to talk about that today. That topic is a big topic. Let's do it the justice that it deserves by not spending 5 minutes bickering over the turkey leg. Let's talk about this another day where we can do it justice and really go into a proper discussion about it. Today is not the day, though. So just kind of setting those boundaries, perhaps setting the seating plan a little better and sitting people you know might clash with each other a little bit apart, putting a child between them, just making sure that you're setting the scene to avoid those escalating situations might help you. So planning ahead a little bit can be very helpful in these situations, but also just not being afraid to kind of set a boundary and say, hey guys, remember we said we weren't going to talk about that, and then pulling out the Monopoly or pulling out the Cards Against Humanity and having a fun night together, because you deserve it. Yeah. Been a really tough year.
It really has. Hey, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks, Patricia.
And joining me there is Dr. Hannah Carell, a clinical neuropsychologist and registered psychologist. This is Drive.